to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station, your talk radio station with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda was, you know, was up, we were at the, a fundraiser for the, gosh, we were fundraisers all day. Yesterday was we started at Dutch Brothers for Turtle Bay. And that was a huge success, by the way. Thanks for everybody for showing up. Huge success for, raising funds. And there are people from all over Shasta Regional, Mercy. I mean, just, you know, I can't even, you know, the numbers of people are just unbelievable. And then we went to a Hawes Farm to check out all the stuff they've got going out there, and we'll talk about that later. And then last night, a fundraiser for the Chamber of Commerce, for the Political Action Committee. So, but because I missed Trish Clark yesterday, Trish came in today. Good morning.
Good morning. This is different being here on a Friday.
Well, we get Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
See, Savannah's just calmness where I can get Bob, like bouncing off the walls. Savannah's just like, like that old commercial for the Mazda. What's the Mazda go? And speaking of somebody that does not get shook up, Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
That's absolutely right, Carl. Good morning, Carl and Trish. Major averages are starting out lower this morning as political gridlock in Washington continues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 100 points at 15,227. The S&P 500 is down 7 points at 1691. And the Nasdaq Composite is down 18 points at 3,768. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, JCPenney down 88 cents, trading at $9.54. Violin Memory down $1.50 at 7.5. Bank of America down 11 cents at $13.97. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 43 cents at $80.08. Pacific Gas and Electric up 13 cents at $40.91. AT&T down 17 cents at $34.06. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.63%. The 3-year bond is 3.68%. For commodities, gold is up $16 an ounce at $1,340. Silver up a dime at 21, crude oil off 27 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10, right here on KCNR because we believe in what they say and how they say it and who they are. Susan and Steve and Chris and Kathy and Josh, they've got the, they've got the true scoop, and they'll tell you exactly what's going on there without trying to embellish it. Give them a call at 243-7561. Okay, weather. I think we're going to have weather. What? It's cold here.
It is cold, and it's 53 degrees in the downtown studio. It's sunny today with a high near 78, north to northwest wind to 7 to 9 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 56. Sunny on Saturday, a high near 79. Partly cloudy and a chance of rain by Sunday. The weather is changing. I believe we have fall in the air.
I may have to turn off the sprinklers.
I think you should have done that about a week ago.
With yeah,
that inch and a half of rain.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I should have. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. I hope you're having a great day. It's a Friday. We're going to have Tom Bosinko on here at 8 o'clock sharing with us what happened when he met the governor. And find out really how tall is Governor Brown. I need to ask that. And, we got a bunch of other things happening. Some things happening in our community we want to talk about. Some things with Obamacare. By the way, Obamacare. Today's the 27th of September. 1, 2, 3, 4 more days and you get to sign up for Obamacare.
We need to talk about what's happening back there with our illustrious legislators.
We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and
change laws on my own.
This Friday, we interview Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily about his new book, Who Really Killed Kennedy? Corsi's book sheds new light on the assassination of President John Kennedy and stirs new controversies 50 years after the assassination with new revelations. Don't miss this explosive interview on Agenda 21 Radio, Friday from 10 to 12, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. Agenda 21 Radio, stopping totalitarianism one community at a time.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait. It's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans. Who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It's September the 27th, 53 degrees out there, 7:14 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew and our great friends down there. It's a great day to go out and get that coffee because it's cold and have them make that coffee the way you like it at prices that are extremely fair. Walk next door then to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And what can I say? And meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and they do so much for our community, Joe and Shelley do, at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Well, Spencer's here.
Good morning. And Chloe.
And Chloe. Tell us about Chloe, who is now laying down on the ground with her little, with her magnificent head laying on the floor.
Chloe is about a five-year-old German Shepherd mix. She's solid black in color. She's slightly overweight. So she's about 80 to 90 pounds. She should be about 75 pounds. We have her rated for a home with kids, 8 and older, and we recommend her to go to a somewhat active home, you know, someone that's going to take her out for walks. That way she can hopefully lose a little bit of her extra weight that she has. I brought Chloe with me today because she is not only my personal favorite, but she's become a staff favorite as well.
She is a honey. I tell you, Savannah's just scratching on her, and she comes over, and she's just really friendly. Man, and she's not an aggressive dog.
No, she's very large but gentle. She's definitely a gentle giant. And like I was saying, she has become a staff favorite, and she's also become one of our board members' favorite dog. One of our board members, Madeline Rippey, actually sponsored $100 towards her adoption fee. That's how great of a dog this is. I mean, I can't say enough about her. She walks great on a leash. She is so well potty trained that she will hold it until she gets to go out for a walk. And then when she goes out for a walk, then she'll go and do her business. But she does not potty in her kennel at all. I mean, she loads right up into the van. I open up the door on the van. I say, all right, let's go. And she just jumps right in, eager to go and just happy to meet everyone.
She's got very gentle eyes. And she's very alert about what's going on around here. And she is. She's probably about 70 pounds, but quiet.
Quiet, very calm, just organized. She's been in here and isn't getting into things or she's just very calm and kind of catching up with what's going on and talking to us. But very, very friendly.
She does have longer hair, as you can see.
Yeah, she's not a really short-haired German Shepherd.
But, no.
But it's not extra long.
No, it's not extra long, but it is to the point to where we want someone that's going to a doctor, we want them to be aware, you know, that she will need a little bit of grooming, you know, that she is going to shed a little bit more than your average dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she's just such a great dog. She's the type of dog to where if you had her in your yard and someone was thinking about coming in your yard and they weren't supposed to, they would think twice if they saw her.
I would think twice.
Even though that she wouldn't hurt a fly. You know, if someone was getting ready to prowl in your yard and they saw her, they would definitely think twice about it.
I'm sure she'd bark or something.
She would definitely alert.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is a great dog. And we've been doing pretty good with the adoptions.
We have been doing
great. And this is one of your favorites, too. So one of the favorites of the staff, because it really is a beautiful dog. And gentle eyes, and it's quiet.
And just so well-behaved.
Yeah, if you've got some place with some room that can run around, or you know, it's a good way for you to get out. So both of you, take a walk.
Good opportunity for someone that needs a little exercise as well, and maybe has some older kids. It looks like she'd fit right into a great family.
She would, you know. And the great thing about Chloe is she's 5, so she's already set in her way. She's the type of dog to where when you come down and you visit with her, she is, you're going to get what you see. She's not going to change any. You know, this is her personality. This is who she's going to be for the rest of her life.
And that's a good thing. That's a great dog.
You know, with a puppy, you never know what you're going to get. Yeah, they're cute and fluffy, you know, but you just never know how their personality is going to turn out. And Chloe, like I said, she's set in her ways, and she's a great dog. You know, and being 5 years old, too, don't let that discourage anyone. You know, that's only halfway through her life. She's still got many years to please.
Yes, she does. Okay, Sebastian, how do people get a hold of you again?
They could call the shelter at 241-1653.
I know your name's Ray Spencer. I know your name's Spencer.
Or they could come by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road.
You think I didn't know? I know what your name is. I call, you know, well, you haven't been here on Fridays, but I see, oh, you're rubbing that spot where the dog bit you the other day, right? not this dog. This is a great dog. No, when Spencer first came on, for some reason, I said, this is Sebastian. Do you ever do that? And you say somebody,
get a
you know,
name,
and
yeah.
Get a name in your head anyway, but Spencer is probably Spencer's our favorite. You and Mark come down here all the time. You do a great job with these dogs.
Well, thanks.
And with all these animals, you bring in hamsters and
all kinds
everything.
Of critters.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay. One more time with the phone number is
241-1653.
All right.
Thanks for having us, Carl.
Thank you very much for what you do, Spencer. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Let's start with Obamacare and work our way around.
Oh, okay, that's
because
a really
let's start
good
with the furthest away and then work ourselves in close here. But because this is just the latest with Obama in his full scale attack, he called Savannah names. He called Savannah our board officer. Say hello. Let people hear who you are.
Yep.
This is Savannah, who is a college graduate. She's working hard, going through school. You know what? And he called her names. Obama did. So we'll be right back, and you can hear what he called Savannah, our board operator. We'll be right back.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. This October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the Crowney Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Rick, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Tap
Western USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Car, Paul Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the Chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowny Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. This is your talk station, my friends. Are you having a good morning? It's sunshiny outside, a little chilly, 7:20 in the morning, September the 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, Orchard Nutrition is, they're launching a new line of gluten-free products too that Vicky's put together. And I tell you, I've tasted it and it's just outstanding. They just did a waffle, I guess a waffle eat-in. Yesterday too, an outstanding food that it's good for you, but it's tasty and it's easy to fix. And they're launched it from right here in Redding, and already it's gone to the coast. It's in like 8 or 9 different stores, and this thing's going to go international here soon. But Orchard Nutrition on Earth, they've got an in-store deli, all the natural foods, raw milk, everything you can imagine, and the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. And they are the North State's nutrition experts, our friends down at Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141 or stop by down there in Cypress Square Shopping Center and toward the middle of it out there in their own building on Locust Street, Orchard Nutrition. Okay, Trish, I'm going to give you first shot.
Oh, the Obamacare issue is just a huge thing. And I think that what I'm most upset about is the games that all of our politicians are playing with us back there. The Republicans are posturing, and certainly they've taken a vote in the House of Representatives to defund Obamacare. But as soon as they finish that vote, they turn around and start with their counteroffer because they know full well that they don't go into this like it's a battle they can win or they even think they can win. They're just getting themselves in a position where they're absolutely sure they can go home and tell their constituents that, hey, we tried to defund it, but we just couldn't get it done. And it's like nobody really intends to do anything to take it away. They're already going into their second position that, okay, now after they come back and they pull that out of there, then what we're going to do is we're going to try to postpone it for a year and see if we can make some changes that way. And in the Senate, the Republicans over there are not even acting like they can do anything. And, you know, the point is they could stop it. They could stop Harry Reid from pulling this out and taking that language out that defended it simply by not voting for cloture. But they go ahead and they do that to put it in a position where he can defund it, take that language out, do one amendment, ignore all of the rules that we've established over these many years for how our legislature operates, flip it back to the House, and get into a battle about shutting down the government. Let the damn Democrats shut down the government. Excuse me.
Is that two words?
That was two words. I was talking about the big celebration we had last weekend.
Okay.
It's just so frustrating to me that we haven't elected anybody except Ted Cruz and a few of the people that are sticking with him who actually are doing what they said they'd do when they got back there.
Well, you know, the thing about Obamacare is the vast majority of the people, over 60-something percent, are against Obamacare. They're against Obamacare in any way. This is 69%. Now, this is like not just the Wall Street Journal or Fox, and we'll get to that in a second. I mean, this is CNN. This is the Washington Post. These are people, you know, they try to pick things out of that, like, oh, well, they like this. But the overall people are, one, terribly confused about this. Because the Obama administration has done nothing to tell people what's going on. And in 4 days, my friends, you're supposed to start signing up for something that is going to have a tremendous impact on your life. You're being forced to buy health insurance. No, it's not something you want to do. You're being forced. Now think about this. You're being forced to buy health insurance. And then the next thing is you're going to be forced to buy car insurance, whether you have a car or not, but you're going to be forced to do things because now they can force you to buy a product that maybe you don't want or you don't want it in that form.
This bill will eventually force private insurance companies out of business. It will force all of us into a massive government pool, and it has so little to actually do with health care. It has to do with control of the biggest section of the United States of America. And it has to do with turning that control over to the executive branch of the government back there.
And you think that, oh, you're just against Obama. Well, here's what Obama is saying about people that oppose health care. You know what? I oppose Obama on many levels. I'm not saying there's parts of the health care plan that aren't good. I mean, I believe there are parts of the health care plan that are good. But the overall takeover of our health care is wrong for the government. But here's some of the things. This is how they're handling. Obama's spokesman says anybody who is against Obamacare have bombs strapped to their chest. They are, I mean, this is on Nationwide News. They were comparing people that wanted to oppose Obamacare to terrorists. Of course, you don't hear them saying that about the rebels, you know, laced with Al-Qaeda in Syria. No, they're Republicans or independents or Democrats who don't agree with Obamacare. They're terrorists with bombs strapped to their chest. Who else doesn't like Obamacare? This is where we get to Savannah. So Savannah doesn't agree with it. So the president himself says they're either rich, they're freeloaders, they're Fox News watchers, they're extremist GOPs. And other extremists. This is his idea who opposes him? Savannah, which one of these are you?
I don't know. I just graduated college. I'm working to pay off my student loans. I'm just enjoying life. I didn't know I was.
You extremist, you?
I didn't know I was an extremist.
Well, according to Obama, you are because you don't agree with him on Obamacare. Mm-hmm. This is what's wrong with it. They are taking people like Savannah and many other people who are by, this is the only thing, maybe time they've ever said anything. They're starting their lives off or they're in their lives or toward the end of their lives with their health care plans. And because they oppose it, they're extremist.
Well, and what does it provide for? See, that's what we still don't know. I mean, we had to pass it so that we'd know what was in it. Well, we have an analysis out by a constitutional attorney, there's several of them, Michael Connolly. And what exactly does it provide for? Well, here's one of the things it provides for. It provides for rationing of health care, particularly where senior citizens and other classes of citizens are involved. It provides for free health care for illegal immigrants. It provides free abortion services, and it forces participation in abortions by members of the medical profession, whether or not they agree with it or not. Those are some of the things that it does provide for. Do we not care about that?
Of course you care. And when you oppose it, when you're fighting and saying, wait a minute, I don't agree with this. My God, it goes against my religion, something I've stood for my whole life. It's like, well, that's just too bad. You know, you know what? Oh, that'll be changed. No, it wasn't changed. And then when you get into Obamacare too, it's deals. It's deals with his fat cat friends, his movie producers, you know, unions, and even the unions though have turned against it. You know, he's, you know, they want to make deals. Well, guess what? The unions have now realized that they have just been screwed. And they just, wait a minute. Well, as they said, we helped pass this and we can help defund it.
Well, you know, and the irony of all of this is that the Congress doesn't have any authority to legislate in any of these areas anyway. They did a very narrow analysis of the constitutionality of this, however that happened. But the bottom line is they don't have any right to be legislating in this area under the 10th Amendment.
Okay, we'll be right back with more comments about that and something that's happening right here Saturday. A lot of things happening tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Business Network U.S. household spending rose in August as incomes increased at their fastest pace in 6 months. Personal spending was up 0.3% over July, which was right in line with the expectation. Personal income rose by 0.4%, which was also in line with the estimate and was the biggest rise since February. Meanwhile, Dr. Dre's Beats Electronics has a new investor. Private equity firm Carlyle Group will invest $500 million for a minority stake in the headphone maker. It's not clear how much of the company Carlyle would own, but the investment values Beats Electronics at $1 billion. 2 years ago, Carlyle put a $600 million valuation on Beats. And Panasonic is selling most of its healthcare unit to KKR in a deal worth $1.67 billion. KKR has agreed to acquire 80% of Panasonic Healthcare, which makes blood sugar monitoring instruments and provides digital medical record systems. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
This is John Greenhut, and I'm here with Jessica so she can tell you what a white smile means to her.
To have a bright white smile, it means that I can look prettier, feel better about myself, and when I see someone with a white smile, it gives them a better appearance, and I like that.
Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. To try Power Swabs risk-free and get free shipping and handling, call 1-800-663-6188. That's 1-800-663-6188. 1-800-663-6188.
7 p.m. tonight, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, the Loft in Red Bluff for the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under. Are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action tonight at 7 o'clock at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us 221-2642.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 5th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 6th annual Bark and Wine and Brew at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic local wines, and new this year, we are proud to present some local microbrews. There will be live music, live and silent auctions, and numerous drawings with some great prize packages up for grabs. All proceeds help us provide for and find forever homes for the homeless animals in the North State. For tickets, call Haven Humane at 241-5262 or visit us at havenhumane.net.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're here. It's Friday.
Yeah.
September the 27th. And it's 53 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. 7:34 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends from Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and of course, locally owned, family operated. All right in one company, 530-365-3793. Okay, and to the person who asked me on the chat room, what are the two things I like about Obamacare? Okay, you pinned me down. I can think of one right now. I'm sure there's another, but it's the existing, pre-existing conditions. What I saw was people that had lost their jobs at one business, and when they went to another business, they had to pick up another health care plan, and they, but then they start this pre-existing condition thing where they had already had it at the last one. I think if you've gone from one health care plan to another, it's been covered, insurance, you know, why should somebody have to then pay for something out of their pocket, maybe big bucks for 6 or 7 months or for a year? I think covering that, but like Trish says, you could have done that with one piece of paper, but we didn't.
But we could have. But we didn't. And we still can. And there's no way to amend this. Yeah. We need to get rid of it. We need to defund it. We need to completely wipe it off the books. And then we need to start over.
And then take great ideas and have that happen.
Exactly. And that's certainly the pre-existing conditions. I can think of another one. Is this open up the market and allow people to shop for their insurance coverage.
Absolutely.
Go across state lines.
Nationwide. Yes.
Exactly. So that you're in the same position you are, let's say, with car insurance or homeowner's insurance, where you can, in fact, shop for those things. Keep going.
You've got other stuff here.
Well, I've got, you know, a couple of other things that I don't think people, you know, they really beat up on Sarah Palin when she was talking about the death squads. And in fact, there are provisions, and you can go to the page and you can look them up, and there are provisions that says after the age of 76, you're not eligible for cancer treatments. You're not eligible for all kinds of different treatments based on your age. It also says that in a certain place in there that you've got to go through, and I've forgotten now what they call it, but you've got to go through every five years a discussion with somebody about your final wishes, your death kind of things. They're planning how they're going to ease you into your death. And all of this stuff that's contained within that, not like I mentioned earlier, the least of which is that it provides coverage for illegal aliens, and specifically says that. What kind of a health care policy provides better coverage for people who are in your country illegally than it does for its citizens?
Well, what about why do illegal aliens in the state of California get scholarships, be eligible scholarships, and other people that are natives of California don't? It's the same thing. The whole thing is built on a premise that let's just throw everything in there. Anything we've ever possibly wanted and that the people will pay for. The problem is that people don't realize, and now it's just starting to come out, how much is this going to cost people? And then how much it's going to cost the taxpayers? A young person, say Savannah's age, who could go out and get a health care plan for $80 a month, $80 to $100 a month, is now going to be up into the $300 range. And if she makes X amount of dollars, all of that she's going to be paying.
Well, you take that and you tie that together with the new bill that just passed in the state of California increasing the minimum wage, and take a look at the impact on the jobs in the state of California, and I can't even believe what our employment rate's going to be at the end of another couple of years.
Well, our unemployment rate, we're second in the nation right now for unemployment, and that doesn't even begin to count the people that are stopped looking for jobs, the people that are half employed, that are working two or three jobs, and then those that are working those 30 plus hours a week trying to make ends meet with Obamacare. I've got a list of states that you can't believe, every state, organizations, schools, universities, businesses that are cutting the hours of the employees because they don't want to do, they, you know, because it's They don't want to pay over 30 hours because then it hits Obamacare.
There you go. So you're going to have all these people who are underemployed, can't pay for to maintain their families anymore, looking for another part-time job. And now these businesses, a lot of nonprofits, and I'm just telling you right here and now, that provide services to the needy and to the elderly in our community, mental health services, senior services, all those things. These people are not going to be able to pay that extra money. They're going to be laying people off. There's going to be positions. There's going to be funding that goes away because they cannot pay somebody $10 an hour.
Just an example, Texas Christian University. And you can use almost any university. They would hire their students to be mentors and to be helpers. Every one of them was cut back to under 28 hours. Under 28 hours. So that has, you know, these are people that are working their way through college. This has had a, this has just had a hard hit on them. Okay, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. You have something for KCNR and Carl and Trish.
Yes, I certainly do. You know, you made a statement the other day, or I think it was you or your guest, that 60-some percent of the people are against Obamacare.
Yeah, I think I said that because that's what I saw. Not, yeah, I don't know if it's up to 70. Right. I think it's in the 60s for sure though.
But, so that means that there's 60% of the representatives that should be voting against Obamacare, but it appears that they're voting for Obama and not Obamacare. Now, all of these people aren't Republicans, I'm sure. If we had 60% Republicans, we wouldn't have Obama in the first place.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that this is across the country. This is unions. This is, business. This is universities. This is everybody saying, wait a minute. We have passed something here that's going to have a severe impact. And the closer we get to that day, Henry, the closer that I think it's more everybody's realizing this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt us.
The bad part about it, Carl, is the fact that, if they don't straighten this thing out, then we should have recalls, number one. Secondly, we're in a position that these people are not representing the constituents.
Well, you know, and
but we don't hold them accountable.
We don't.
You know, how many things have happened since he's been in office where I would have bet money that the United States citizens would have just gone bananas? I mean, when they were running guns. And had that whole thing, and we had Border Patrol people being killed, and I thought, oh, well, this'll do it. Died down in a minute. The media stops talking about it. The American people forget about it. Who is going to do the recall, Henry? Who is going to start that and follow it through?
And here's the thing, Henry. He was reelected. He was reelected, Henry. That's the part that's the scary part. And then all of a sudden people seem to realize that, oh, wait a minute. Maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, you know what? We had a chance, and we blew it.
Oh, he knows exactly what he's doing, and that's the scary part.
Well, the sad part about it is, too, the Republicans are going to roll over.
Oh, absolutely. They're making plans to. They're trying to put themselves in a position back there. Their whole discussion, their whole effort is so that they can go back home and be able to look us straight in the face and say, oh, but I voted to defund it, and I just couldn't make it happen. That takes them off the hook in their mind. They don't have to deal with it. It's too complicated to actually go back there and stand by their principles and do their job.
My opinion is that they ought to shut the government down.
I concur.
How would we know?
How would you know?
We've got to take a break, Henry.
Okay.
Rover. Hey, thanks a lot for calling, though.
Yeah, bye.
All right, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got some things going on around here. And when things are even closer, and Trisha's, I've got her lit now. So, she's ready for the next, our next subject. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
Ladies, would you like to learn the basics of using your pistol for personal protection in a stress-free private environment with other shooters who are of the same skill level and attitude? NorCal Firearms Instruction has your solution. Our very popular ladies-only class is scheduled twice this fall at Sportsman's Warehouse and the Redding Gun Club. You can use one of our firearms and we can supply the cartridges. All you need is a good attitude and a willingness to learn. Contact us today at 866-999-1822 or on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighting. I'll see you at the range.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah! Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. This is your talk radio station, my friends. And as many of you have noticed and called and told us like that, we've got 21 local programs. We're looking to put on a couple more. Why? Because we want to have our community in our station, on our station. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff down there does just outstanding work. He just went down and did some more work for us here, from small chips to cracks up to 24 inches in length or longer. And he guarantees his work. He'll tell you if you can't do it. Honesty, integrity. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. All right, before we get started back with county business, we've got the Shasta County Cook-Off and MIAP benefit that's going to be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
That's for the Missing in Action.
Right, Missing in Action people program. It's going to be this Saturday from 12 to 7 p.m. It's just going down there. You can get a cook-off down there. You can donations and everything. All of it's going to a great cause in the MIAP. Also, we've got the Mash Bash that's going to be out on Saturday night, so that you can go to the cook-off during the day and then go to the Mash Bash, which benefits the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. That's going to be out at the airport, and tickets there are advance tickets, $35. You can still pick those up at Jones Fort or give them a call out at Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. They're going to have Famous Dave's is going to be catering the event, costume contest for those who want to, the dinner, raffle, silent auction, live music, and MASH character costume care, you know, costumes will be there. A great time. We had a great time. Linda and I are going to be there, along with Alinda's parents, and her father is from that era, from that MASH
and
era.
And is this the one that Chris McCandless, our local Chris McCandless, is the music person?
He could be. I don't know about that. There's so many events going, because also we have Hawes Farms. It's got this great big, they've got this, I was out there yesterday for their Civil War days at the Hawes Ranch, and that's going to go tomorrow and Sunday. And the camps are open to the public from 9 to 5. And I went out there, and this is as close as you're going to get to real-life history. They have cavalry out there. They've got the Union. They've got the Confederates. They've got cannons. There's going to be battles starting tomorrow morning, or I think around. The camps open at 9 o'clock. You can walk through it. I watched school kids go through yesterday. And these people are in character. And they talk about their horses. This is my equipment. This is why I have this. They talk about why they're there. I mean, it is just absolutely fascinating. There's going to be over 300 of them out there camped, and the battle is going to begin tomorrow and Sunday, two battles a day. All veterans, by the way, all veterans and active duty military are admitted free of charge for this. Now, the other thing too, they've got the corn maze and the pumpkin patch and all this stuff, but they've done a good job out there. So.
If you haven't been to one of these Civil War reenactments, you really need to go. They are so authentic, so well done. We have a lot of our local people who are involved in this Civil War reenactment. They live it on a daily basis, and it's great. You really need to go out and take a look at it.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and we'll cut off a couple of the spots here, but let's take a quick break because I want to have some time left. Something's happening in the county this weekend that Trish wants to talk about. And we'll be right back after these messages, but it's something that's going to happen Saturday, and we're going to talk about that event too. I should have mentioned that event too, but something the county's doing for their constituents. We'll be right back.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled, these powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Redding.
7 p.m. tonight, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, the Loft in Red Bluff, or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds. Or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission. Tough riding rodeo action tonight at 7 o'clock at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Okay, for the gentleman that called the wrong radio station, said I was a jerk, because I didn't know what I was talking about. Okay, I may not know what I'm talking about, but I'm trying not to be a jerk. The Shasta County Cook-Off and MIAP Benefit Missing in America Project is going to be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds September 28th from 12 to 7 p.m., $10 admission. Tri-tip chicken and St. Louis ribs competition, over $2,000 in prize money, great food, music, beer garden, fun for your kids. If you have a question, call 530-215-0987. Our phone number is 605-4567. At least I know that. And tell me what I was wrong. I read it off the poster here. If there's something different about that, please call and tell me. All right, Trish.
Okay, the editorial this morning in the paper has to do with the Gay Pride Parade, which is this weekend in Reading, and I have absolutely no issue with that.
We've been advertising that. We've had them on the show. I have no problem. It's part of our community. We enthusiastically endorse all aspects of our community.
And certainly they have a right to do that. I do, and I think that our county clerk has every right to take a position on any issue she wishes to as a person. I'm not at all sure that she has the right to take a position that costs the county taxpayers money. And I know that opening up that office on Saturday is going to cost the taxpayers money.
What the background on this is that Kathy Darlin Allen is going to open up the office on Saturday from, what, 9 to 3 during the Gay Pride celebration to perform marriages.
From 11 to 3.
I'm sorry, 11 to 3 to perform marriages. And And her reasoning behind it was, she said she wanted to.
It's the right thing to do. She said
it's
that
the
she
right
wanted,
thing to do.
And I think that's great. I mean, if she wants to take a position in support of this, that she has every right to do that. I'm not sure that opening up a county office on the weekend, that involves overtime, that involves all kinds of things and employees that from her office that have to be there. I'm not at all sure that that's a decision that she should make that costs the county taxpayers money.
Well, the fact is, was this something, can she do this just on her own?
I guess she can.
And if she can, or does it have to go through the Board of Supervisors, Larry Lees, and that?
She's an elected official. And she runs her budget. I mean, the Board of Supervisors sets her budget. But, you know, we've had all kinds of talk about, you know, hours and cutting time and doing furloughs of employees so that we save taxpayers money, all these things. I'm not sure it's appropriate in my mind, and certainly I'm entitled to an opinion as a citizen, that she used taxpayer money to state her position of support of any group.
If this was like, if these people had said, okay, look, this is, you're going to work on Saturday. It's not overtime because we've cut your hours during the week. So, you know, kind of like it balances out in volunteers like this. You know, that's one thing.
But why do we make exceptions for one segment of the population? We haven't done this for another group that's here.
That's marching. How about Big Biker Weekend?
Exactly. Maybe they want to get married.
Yeah, why don't we have that?
Why don't we have open up a county office so we can do something
besides
for them?
The jail. I'm involved in Big Biker Weekend. I can say that. But yeah, you know, here's the thing. Kathy Darling does a wonderful job. She's a great county clerk. But on this one here, she wants to, because it's the right thing to do. There's a lot of other right things to do, but does it cost us money?
And that's the whole thing. Issue.
That's what we're looking at. And
is this an appropriate use of taxpayer money for one segment of the population?
If it's a political stance, she can make that anytime. She can march in the parade or do whatever she wants, as a lot of people do, whether they're gay or straight. But I'm not sure about that. You know, Bruce Ross says, well, it shows political courage and leadership. Well, only if it doesn't cost us money, and if we're using our funds for something that's going to cost us money, and if it doesn't, that's fine. But it's got to be well thought out. It can't be just something to make. Hey, I'm making a political statement.
And if that's it,
you don't use county people. I think that's illegal to be making county, to make a political statement like that.
Whether that's their intention or not, she is making a political statement and she's entitled to do that as an individual. I'm not sure she's entitled to do that as an elected official using taxpayer money to support that. Yeah.
Okay. That's it. All right. Hey, yesterday we announced that there's a gentleman by the name of Bearden that was missing.
Yes.
And he was found. By the way, after we made the announcement, everybody that heard our broadcast way down in LA got out together. You know, they found the gentleman. He was down in LA. He's safe. So
he got clear to LA?
Somewhere down there in LA. It was, I've got to look at it. Lisa called me yesterday and said she told me the town, but I was in the middle of 12, fires that were going on around me. So, but they did find him. I think it's in the paper today. He was found safe. So, we're all really happy, Lisa and Wayne and everybody. Everybody's prayers and thoughts then came together.
You know, let's jump right back just one more minute because we've got a couple of minutes before we have to go to a break again. But, you know, the issue with this whole Obamacare and the way that our legislative branch back in Washington, D.C. is responding, they are allowing they're worrying so much about the next election and the next vote that they're failing to live up to what they all campaigned on. Each and every one of our Republicans that are elected in the legislature now campaigned on doing away with Obamacare. They have an opportunity, in fact, I believe, to do that. They're allowing the other side to threaten them. What happens if we shut down the government? Who will notice? If the government it isn't like the world is going to come to an end.
Well, they don't shut down the whole government.
That's exactly right, because so much of it goes on. It's a threat kind of thing they hold out there, and everybody, they're They're too busy making or playing roles back there instead of doing what they guaranteed they would do us when we elected them. And unfortunately, the citizens of the United States are not holding any of them accountable.
And let me finish with one last thing here. Just one of our listeners wrote, I can't believe the amount of people I've been speaking with lately who I found out have no health care, yet they play golf every weekend, take trips, buy jewelry for themselves and their teen daughters, high-priced makeup, etc. However, they say they cannot afford health care.
And what's going to happen now when all of these people end up, this is such a mess. They have the machinery is not in place to start this. They don't have the technology to available to start any of these programs on October 1st. They have exempted so many people, nobody even knows who needs to do it. 90% of the people who have to go and get this starting on October 1st have no clue what they're going to do and just simply are going to ignore it.
And one last
thing. How are we going to enforce it?
I don't know how we're going to enforce it. That's why we're going to talk to Sheriff Tom Basenko, who is just down the governor, asking him, how are we supposed to enforce these new gun laws if they're signed? We can't do it. And he'll be right in here after our break to talk about what happened when he met the governor. We also have a happy birthday for a great person here. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, are you having a good day?
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Yet detailed their counteroffer, Lisa.
Jared, uncertainty tends to breed sell-offs on Wall Street, and right now the Dow is down 78 points. The terrorists who attacked a Kenyan mall apparently aren't the only ones blaming Kenyan troops for the mall collapse at the end of the siege. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither following this live.
A Kenyan government official claims it was the military that caused the collapse of three floors at the mall, but won't say how. The collapse had previously been blamed on the militants who started a fire during the siege. He also confirmed that troops fired rocket-propelled grenades inside the building. The floor collapse is credited for ending the siege, but it may have killed hostages still inside. The Kenyan authorities say they're holding eight people in connection with the attack, while three others have been released after questioning. Lisa?
Emily, a frantic scene in Mumbai, India, as the search continues in the rubble of a five-story building that collapsed. Rescuers have found at least 25 survivors, including an infant, pulled out of the rubble 11 hours after that building crumbled to the ground. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Two British men accused in the brutal killing of a British soldier are fighting the charges. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, Michael Adebolajo and Michael Adebowale are accused of murdering British soldier Lee Rigby on a street near an army barracks here in London in broad daylight back in May. It was a crime that shocked this country. Now the two suspects, aged 28 and 22, have entered not guilty pleas to Rigby's murder and also to a charge of attempting to murder a police officer. That all means they'll face trial, and that's been set for November. Lee Rigby's widow was in court. She cried as the men appeared via a video link from prison. Lisa.
Simon, thanks. It's the first full day of deliberations for the jury weighing the wrongful death case against Michael Jackson's concert promoter AEG Live, accused by Jackson's mother of hiring Dr. Conrad Murray, who's in prison, over the drug treatments that killed the superstar. A defense lawyer has suggested the promoter was pressured by Jackson himself to hire Murray and didn't know about the nightly doses of propofol in Jackson's bedroom. Because it's a civil case, only 9 of 12 jurors must agree to reach a verdict. An emotional exit for the Sandman.
It's an honor and a privilege to represent the New York Yankees for all this time and do it right.
Baseball's best ever closer, Mariano Rivera, after his final pitches at Yankee Stadium last night, capping a 19-year career by crying in the ninth and bear hugs on the mound for Andy Pettitte and Derek Jeter. Yankees manager Joe Girardi says Mo will be missed.
Really comforting to have him down there because you knew that he was paired. He was never overwhelmed. The emotions would never get the most of him.
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig ready for retirement. After 22 years in charge, the second longest serving commissioner ever will step down in January 2015. Again, the Dow is down 85 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Watt and Trish Clark. Linda was entertaining late last night, and her parents are coming into town today. So there's where Linda is today. What a great time she did. She just sang just beautifully last night at the fundraiser for the Chamber of Commerce. We had a threefer yesterday with raising money for Turtle Bay at the Hawes Farm, and then the fundraiser last night. So it's this time of the year, though, and Tom Pasinko, Sheriff Pasinko's here with us. We see him on a lot of these things, too. Anyway, Trish, weather?
The weather is 58 degrees in the downtown studio. Sunny today with a high near 78, north to northwest wind of about 7 to 9 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 56. Sunny tomorrow, 79, and looking for perhaps cloudiness over the weekend and a chance of rain by Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right. And, you know, let's go to our friend Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, for our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Well, major averages are erasing yesterday's gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 98 points at 15,229. The S&P 500 is off 7 points at 1691. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 8 points at 3,779. Active stocks this morning, Ford off 15 cents, trading at $17.12. J.P. Morgan Chase up 34 cents at $52.23. Nike up $3.79 at $74.13. For local stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 2 cents at $22.69. North Valley Bank flat trading at $18.75. Bank of Commerce off 2 cents at $5.55. For commodities, gold is up $15 an ounce at $13.39. Silver up 9 cents at $21. Crude oil positive 53 cents at $103 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks a lot, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. You know what? Great people giving you great advice. We know every one of the people down at Wells Fargo Advisors, and I can't say enough about them, starting from their boss, Steve Medak, all the way down, you know, to probably to the latest one they've hired. But I know Susan and Chris and Kathy and Josh Oh, give great advice. They give the best advice and they talk the truth to you. 243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors. You know, when I leave in the morning on those days, you know, that usually it's, you know, once you're up, you're up. Unless you're in a sleep number bed. And then you get up and then you lay down. And then you get up and then you lay down. And you don't want to do that because one of these times you lay down, you may not get up again because it's so comfortable. I know you've got a sleep number bed.
Well, and you know, the thing is, what I love about the sleep number bed and always have, I was a restless sleeper until I got the sleep number bed many years ago. I go to bed and boy, you get comfortable and I wake up the next morning and I can just kind of slide out of bed and pull the sheet up because you don't move. You're so comfortable. You just kind of lay down and get a really good night's sleep.
Yeah. And you know, and they've added something to it now. They've got something called the dual temp layer, and it's just like the sleep number bed. It's on for two sides. You can put it, of course, on your sleep number bed, but on any mattress. It'll fit on there, and it'll keep you either warm or cool. So if you're a type, if you're, you know, sleeping with somebody and it's a, and they're sleeping cooler than you are and they want to warm up the bed or vice versa, you can now do this. So you can sleep at your own temperature and at your own sleep number. That's what the, it's called Active Air Technology. And it's, like I said, dual sided. And the only place you can find this, the sleep number bed and the dual temp layer, is at a sleep number store. And they're starting their queen mattresses off at $699, just a great price. So head on down to the sleep number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center. It's over there. If you're facing Target, it's over to the left there. It's behind McDonald's and it's in where the Vitamin Shop is and a sub place. Walk in there. The experts there will help you find that right, not only the right sleep number, but also the right temperature. I can't say enough about sleep number. They're doing a great job, and these mattresses are made in America. They've got a lifetime guaranteed. Trish, yours is what, over 20 years?
And they last forever, and you can adjust that bed, you know, as your moods change, as your lifestyle changes, as your exercise level changes for the day. Change that number around, sleep comfortably, and good night's rest makes you good all day long.
There you go. Okay. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a quick break. One of the things I want to do before we do that, though, is I want to say happy birthday to Esteline Watkins.
107 years old.
Yeehaw! You know,
And I think the article says she's a very active 107.
She's not somebody just sitting there. No, she celebrated this by entertaining her fellow residents at the River Oaks Retirement Community. She played the piano and the harmonica, and trust me, having played the harmonica or attempted to, it's not easy. So there she is, and she's becoming, you know, she is a lady who has had music in her whole life. 107 years old. Happy birthday, Ms. Watkins. All right, we got to take a break. Sheriff Thomas Winkle is with us, and we're going to talk about his trip to the Capitol.
Up close and personal with the governor.
Yeah, you bet.
Is he is he very tall?
I don't know what his
is. Is he like a Tom Cruise tall, or is he?
I don't know how Tom Cruise.
How about a Schwarzenegger?
He's not that tall. Actually, the governor's just slightly over, or former governor Schwarzenegger is just a little over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, he just looks bigger.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Actually, he's not that tall.
I think he's about right at 6'1".
He was probably standing on his steroids. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and the sheriff of Shasta County.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Dale McClintock is back at Athens Auto Repair.
Is your auto in need of a tune-up, repairs, or maintenance? Call Gentry at Athens Auto Repair at 243-8595. Dale is back as the new owner. Quality, honesty, and great customer service. Go to 2301 Athens Avenue or call Gentry at 243-8595. They can help you with all your automotive needs. That's 243-8595. That's Athens Auto Repair. That's 243-8595. Dale is back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, September the 27th, 8:15 in the morning. Give us a call at 605-4567, or we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room is going for it right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I just talked to Martin Graff, the owner of Alliance Heating and Air, yesterday. And this is the time, my friends, to get the your heating system maintained. This is the time for you to get in and make sure all the filters are clean and the ducts are done and all this. Because this is the time you can do it. This is the time before things turn bad again and you don't have time because now your house is freezing because you didn't get this done. Can't say enough about Martin and his people over at Alliance Heating and Air. Give him a call at 221-2642, 221-2642. He's going to be on the show here in a couple of weeks. He's going to tell you how to get ready, you know, for your house, you know, things to help keep your house warm and save you money because electricity, as we know, is going sky high and will continue to do that. Again, give him a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Sheriff Tom Basenko was there with the gov, well, the governator.
Close. We didn't meet with the governor. We really tried very, very hard, but we met with one of his main staff members for criminal justice matters. Her name was June Clark.
Have you thought about just arresting her and going past her to the gov?
We pushed really hard for a meeting with the governor, we being other sheriffs. And the governor wasn't meeting with anyone regarding the bills that were on his desk at that time. He's been signing a few. And I think the meeting day was also the same day that he signed the bill to increase minimum wage and had a press conference on that. So
yeah,
I could see the conflict. But, excuse me.
The conflict was he did not want to look at law enforcement officials who have proven themselves over decades, look you in the eye and tell you that you had no idea what you were talking about. Because he can't do that, because it's a lie.
Actually, he is a very engaging speaker. He does own guns, and we have spoken to him on gun matters before. But Ms. Clark admittedly said, hey, I don't know about guns, but she was taking copious notes, asking very good questions, and getting clarification on all of our concerns. Myself and about 8 Northern California sheriffs met with Ms. Clark. And then we also had letters from about another 10 sheriffs statewide, all the way from San Bernardino up to this area who could not make it. We had San Bernardino, Riverside, Fresno, Stanislaus had sent letters in. But then we met as a group with Ms. Clark.
And the purpose, which particular bills were you discussing with her?
Well, a big, long list of bills. They were Assembly Bill 48, and that one banned magazine repair kits. And so magazines break. And so if they break, you wouldn't be able to buy a repair kit for them. And that was by Nancy Skinner.
Out of Berkeley.
Out of Berkeley.
Out of Berkeley.
So that's currently sitting on his desk. Another big one, which had a lot of controversy, and I was able to get the Farm Bureau and State Farm Bureau to come together, along with Cattlemen's and State Cattlemen's Association, to come together and send opposition in on this, as long as, and also sheriffs, and then state sheriffs as an association, which is actually kind of rare, was Senate Bill 374 from Steinberg out of Sacramento, which was going to ban rifles with detachable magazines, so they could no longer be sold in California. And then those guns that you currently have would have to be registered as assault weapons. And that includes everyday rifles that originally started out to include 22 rimfires, such as the Ruger 1022.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's, you know, when I put that up on Facebook, we had more hits. We had well over 1,000 hits immediately on that one. That's just, you know, from around here. That,
right.
That would have made me register that 1022 as an assault weapon.
So, and then that ends
but they
up
changed
being,
that.
Has to be registered, has to, and then.
And that's on his desk.
That's on his desk right now.
But the 22, the rimfire was taken out.
The rimfire part was taken out late in the game.
But it also, what it does is that Remington Game Master with that 5-round magazine that is detachable that my father gave to me is now going to be registered as an assault weapon.
Well, not yet.
But, would be registered. And I cannot hand that down to my son, if I understand this right, is that you can't even, they're just illegal in that I have to turn it in because I can't sell it.
That's correct.
And so, okay, if these pass, and there's a ton of them.
Well, they've passed. They've passed
already.
They've
passed, and if he signs them. And if he doesn't sign them, then they become law automatically. That's the other thing.
I believe so.
Yes. If he doesn't sign them, he doesn't do anything, he has to veto them. So that's what he's got to take some action, because if he just leaves them there, they become law.
It has until about midnight of October 13th or 15th, which is coming up relatively soon on all the bills that are on his desk, including the gun bills.
Yeah, to October 15th. Okay, so 374, that's a huge one.
That is.
It bans any centerfire rifle with a detachable magazine. It makes them assault weapons. And if you have them, you have to register them. And you can't sell them or pass them on to other people in the state of California.
That's going to have an economic impact for California, because then certain guns will not be able to be brought into California for sale. And we're just talking everyday sporting guns like that Game Master, like a Winchester Model 100. Like a Browning BAR. Those are all very common semi-automatic rifles.
The M14 I have, which is not considered an assault weapon. You know, it's one of the best battle rifles in America, but it's not considered an assault because it doesn't have a pistol grip. It's a rifle with a detachable magazine that I hunt antelope with. And deer.
It would include a lot of vintage guns, too, such as the M1 carbine.
Yeah.
Very much a vintage gun now and a collector's type item.
Okay, so let's just say that he does not veto it. It becomes law. How do you make me register these guns?
And
how do you enforce this?
Okay. Let's answer that right after the break here. That's a great question. How does Tom enforce this kind of law? We'll be right back.
Slow down. You move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ticheli Lane in Redding.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. This October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patrol, Wrong Way Rick, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Cone, Paul Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Trish Clark is here with me today. And we're talking about the gun laws, and Sheriff Tom has just been up with trying to meet the governor. The governor went and faced him. So he and the other sheriffs. And we're talking about all these onerous laws to take our right away to own weapons, to get ammo, all these things, and allowing the city of Oakland to pass its own gun regulations so that something I have here in Shasta County won't count in Oakland.
Exactly, but, right, which makes it very confusing, because if you traveled to Oakland or unaware of their laws that they pass, you could be in conflict with them, illegal, and then face criminal prosecution. That one particular bill that if it gets signed or comes
AB 180.
Yes, that was by Rob Bonta out of Alameda, would allow Oakland to pass its own gun regulations. Well, then if Oakland is allowed to do that, then you could see San Francisco doing that.
Then let us have ours
you
up here to the
north.
You
could see ours up here.
Yeah.
But then
but what about the poor guy that doesn't know which county
exactly.
they're in at any given
so
moment?
So as you're traveling, it would
you're perfectly legal where you started.
A conflict and an inconsistency of laws. And plus, under the law, federal law and our state constitution, federal law is the supreme law of the land.
Right.
Then is state law, and state law is not supposed to conflict with federal law.
Uh-huh.
And then local ordinances cannot conflict or supersede state law.
Right.
This would create that conflict, and it would not be good.
How stupid. It is absolutely stupid, of course. It's coming out of the Democratic legislature. Now, Trish had a good question before we left. How do you enforce these?
It's, of course, law enforcement's job to enforce them and not interpret them, but it's supposed to be also we can have broad discretion and prioritization of them. Now, and I asked Trish at the break, what makes you comply with getting your driver's license every few years other than being a law-abiding citizen? It's based on the honor policy. So if you're driving around without a license, then you get a ticket, you get arrested, taken to jail for being without a driver's license, get your car towed away. Most people don't want that inconvenience, and so they go to DMV, get their driver's license, and are properly licensed. That would require that upon citizens to do the same thing, but it's then creating criminals out of otherwise law-abiding citizens. And none of these bills dealt with the real issues, such as criminals themselves maybe making enhancements to other laws for punishments, and making a more felon, making felons or enhanced punishments to send them to prison, or the mental health issues, which constantly we see in some of these other shootings throughout the nation, is dealing with people that have mental health issues,
yeah,
and not the law-abiding citizens aren't creating the problem.
None of these laws, which I personally, again, as a private citizen entitled to an opinion, absolutely, believe that they are all unconstitutional. I think they're taking away my Second Amendment rights. I have the right to own and possess guns. I think me having to come to you every 2 years and get my concealed weapons permit is a violation of my Second Amendment rights. Again, I say I do it because I want to be a law-abiding citizen. Yeah. But I think all of these laws, and they keep laying it on and laying on, at certain point, some of us, some of the individuals in the state of California and United States citizens are going to simply say enough is enough. And I think
we're getting to that point now.
I think we're close. I mean, I know I'm close.
Tell you what, let's go to the phone. Sorry, Jim, for keeping you on here. We had some thoughts we had to get out. What's yours?
Yeah, Carl, what I was wondering is, why don't you hand down your gun to your son before this law goes through so that you don't lose the gun?
Well, I could do that, but I tell you what, I'm going to disobey the law.
Well,
if they sign this law, guess what? I'm telling everybody right now, I'm going to disobey the law, and I will hand that weapon to my son. And Sheriff Tom?
You make a pretty good point there, Jim. However, wonder if Carl doesn't have a son yet, and then a year from now, he does. And you can't go back, once you register the gun, you can't go back and add people to it. That's under the current,
that's even worse.
Roberti Ruse, laws that were in effect in the 90s and then early 2000s where it got changed as well.
But you could do it, Jim. If you've got your sons, your family, you can pass that down, then you can, here's the next step then. If you've got an assault weapon and it's registered, can they come up and check and make sure it's there?
I have been told, haven't been able to confirm that basically yes, you're basically, when you register it, you're, essentially signing over your Fourth Amendment rights to say they can come in
and
then search to make sure
right
that it's properly
secured. I'm just saying line to register guns is not going to be long in Shasta County.
Pick Trisha up off the floor.
Trisha's levitated over the table. Jim, but that's a good point. Fine. Hey, son, here, but can I use it until you become at least 5 years of age? So now though, if you do that, maybe it's got to be whoever's got it in their possession.
Well, I don't think you can register a gun to somebody under 18 years of age.
Generally not. You can list them or like a wife. So if Carl was single and registered his gun and then gets married, he couldn't add his wife to that later on.
Okay. You guys haven't convinced me that there's any reason in the world why I'm going to register anything.
Hey, Jim.
I don't have any guns.
Jim, we'll give you final thoughts here. We got like a minute.
That's good enough there, except for the only thing is you can't borrow a gun from somebody to go hunting.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Check on that one.
And I'll tell you why, is because if you've got to have that registration with you, and trust me, they're going to make you do that, and you don't have that registration, they could probably either give you a ticket or confiscate the weapon.
Assault weapons, no.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to run here. Okay, Jim, thanks for the questions. But you know what? This is such a morass of trying to take control of us. It's unbelievable. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Lillian Wu. As the Senate gets ready for a final vote on a temporary spending bill, Republicans keeping up the push to defund Obamacare.
Maryland's Barbara Mikulski promising that any bill
that either defunds or delays the Affordable Care Act will be vetoed by the president.
Once the House gets the continuing resolution, Republicans there may try to add more amendments, all of which also will face Democratic opposition.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. Toyota recalling more than 600,000 minivans because of a rollaway problem.
You get in your car, put your foot on the brake, and shift from park to drive. In older model Toyota Sienna minivans, a transmission problem could mean that you shift out of park without stepping on the brake first, causing the vehicle to roll and taking the driver by surprise.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. And an American described as a leading drug lord handed over to DEA agents in Bangkok, Thailand, now heading back to the U.S. Fox News, we report, you decide.
7 p.m. tonight, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, the Loft in Red Bluff, or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds. Or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action tonight at 7 o'clock at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. Hey, what's the weather going to be like for this weekend there, Trish? A lot of things going on.
Well, you know, it's 58 degrees downtown today. We're expecting a high of around 78 today, 56 tonight. Sunny with a high near 79 tomorrow. And by the weekend, Sunday, looking for a chance of rain, about a 90%, 40% chance of rain for the weekend.
Okay. Well, it's a we want to have a great time. We're going to be out on Shasta Lake tomorrow. Floating around out there on a patio boat.
Well, let's hope it doesn't rain on you.
Well, with Linda's parents, and I think it's going to be a good day. We'll be out there for a few hours, and then, of course, we'll slide by other places and end up at the Mash Bash like everybody's going from spot to spot. But, yeah, it's not supposed to rain tomorrow. I thought it was supposed to be absolutely not.
Saturday, it's going to look good.
On Saturday, it's good. Just, you know, Sunday.
Chance of rain on Sunday.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. Let me tell you, they believe in the Second Amendment down there. And they're great people, great haircuts, great prices, and discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. All right, we're here with Sheriff Tom Bosinko, and we're talking about his trip back up to see the governor or the governor here about all these new bills that have to do with taking your weapons away from you, taking away the right to own weapons. And I tell you, AB 374 bans detachable magazines. It says bans detachable magazines and rifles. It bans the rifles. You can have it now, but you cannot buy a new one, and you cannot pass that on to somebody in your family or sell it. So essentially, it takes away your right to own these weapons.
And you have to register it.
And you have to register it.
As an assault weapon.
Right. Now, write down this. Okay, I'm going to say this a few more times. Write down this number. Area code 916-445-2841. And tell him you want the governor to veto these bills. Cause if he just doesn't do anything, it becomes a law. So you need to tell the governor, veto these bills. I do not agree with these. Veto them. And there's a numbers of them, but especially 374. I mean, it just goes on and on though.
Right.
Right.
And I want to make one point that, you know, I think I want all the citizens to be calling that phone number two or three times a day and register your votes. Encourage the governor. to veto all of those bills, because if he just doesn't act on them, they become law. The other thing I want the citizens of Shasta County to do is support our local sheriff. You know, he has a lot of laws that need to be enforced. He has a lot of issues that he's called on and reports that he gets on a regular basis. And certainly he has to prioritize what gets the attention, because he cannot respond to every call. No. He needs to know that this is a community which would prefer that he perhaps enforce those laws that are more important to the majority of the people, and perhaps these random shooting things that really don't seem all that dangerous could be not so prioritized. And we need to let him know that we support that kind of action.
Well, thank you, Trish. And it is a daunting task, especially on some of these laws that have been coming out over the last few years, and we try and stay up on those. That's why it was very important for me and for other sheriffs to go down to Sacramento, voice our opinion on these. SB 374, we came together as 58 county sheriffs as an association to oppose that bill. And that caused a lot of diversity and divisiveness within our association, but it was so important to us.
Tell us again what that bill is.
That bill was, that's basically going to ban semi-automatic centerfire rifles in California. So there could be no new ones sold. And then the existing ones that have detachable magazines, box magazines, would have to be registered as an assault weapon. And it causes a lot more bureaucracy and still infringes upon our Second Amendment rights.
Okay, now, we've had people calling. The number is 916, area code 916-445-2841. 916-445-2841. Now, there's something, there's another bill in here that is kind of hinky too, where it says,
all of them are hinky.
Well, they are. You know, tell them you want them to veto everything that has to do with a gun bill. And this is one that, allows Department of Justice additional time to run background checks. Yep, do you know what that means, right?
Yes. That's, AB 500 under Armiano from, San Francisco.
He's the same one that did the transgender, he's the transgender.
And the one that wanted to have the homeless bill of rights where you could urinate and do different things in public.
That's right.
And
he's the one that's the bathroom bill?
He's the transgender guy.
Yes. Anyway, it would allow the Department of Justice, our California Department of Justice, to extend out the time to do background checks up to 30 days. His bill claims that Department of Justice is backlogged and needs more time to complete background checks.
Lies.
Currently, they have about 10 days. Well, the problem with that is there's a huge multi-million dollar fund called the Dealer Record of Sale. We refer to it as the DROS Fund, in which recent state legislation took, I want to say, about $24 million out of it to form DOJ task forces throughout the state called Armed Prohibited Person Task Forces that will go out and investigate persons who are on this APP list, and then go out and do search warrants and seize guns. Some of these people that are on the APP list are convicted felons, so obviously we don't want criminals having guns. But in other cases, some of them, it could be a person with a restraining order that, going through a divorce or another civil matter, got a restraining order served, and now they're on the list. They don't have records.
Even if it was 30 years ago.
Well, the problem with that is the list is wrought with errors.
Yeah.
In some cases, some sheriffs have found up to 60% error rates in this list. Sometimes people have been deceased and still remain on the list. Or a person shows a felony conviction and it was incorrect because in court it was reduced to a misdemeanor, or you were found innocent,
not guilty,
The paperwork didn't get back into the state to take you off of the being a felon.
But the irony of this is that they are taking the money that we're spending as law-abiding citizens to go through the process to legally buy guns, register them, go through the process, and they're taking that money to turn around and use it to take the guns away from us.
And there was huge controversy on that transfer of money, because the Dealer Record of Sale Fund is supposed to go to enhance the infrastructure for things such as the background checks.
So what they're doing is, again, it is a total, and let me say this again for all my friends out there, this is a Democrat thing that's happening. It is the Democratic Party. It is Democrats that are doing this. And the only one that can save us is a Democrat by the name of Governor Brown. 916-445-2841. Call him, say, veto these gun laws. This is going to take away your right to own weapons. I mean, the sheriff is sitting here saying, this is something all the sheriffs have gotten together to say, and go up there and plead, and the governor won't meet with them. because he's busy signing the $10 an hour minimum wage.
Another job
which is
breaker.
Another thing that's coming in with Obamacare.
And it was great to see the sheriffs come together throughout the state. I was coordinating this, getting tons of emails. They were sending their letters to me so I could take their letters, a stack of letters down, and give them to the governor's staff to give to the governor on these issues, and it means a lot. If people wanted more information, they can take and check the Gun Owners of California website or check the California Rifle Pistol Association website for some more information.
Yeah. Well, we got Sam Perez coming in here next week, too. So, anyway, we've got to take a break. Yeah, we've got to take a break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark and Sheriff Tom Basinko. Here's a question that came in through the chat room. Nobody said anything about people with mental illness, which seems to be
the 800-pound gorilla in this. Nobody, none of these bills are addressing that, but we'll talk about it when we get back.
We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Your friend's giving you great deals on Honda, Nissans, Lincoln, Dodge, or Fords. All of them great vehicles. And they want to do great deals for you. Their service department is outstanding at Reading Crown Motors. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call, 223-2177. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we're talking about his trip down to Sacramento. And this is important, my friends, because he went down there to say, veto these gun laws. This is ridiculous what you're doing to your citizens here beyond these stupid laws. Now, one of them you just talked about is – you cannot sell or transfer an unsafe weapon to people. And you think on the surface, you go, well, you know, that kind of makes sense. However, what is it really, Tom? It's not what it is.
An unsafe weapon, according to California law, is a gun handgun that's not on the California Safe Roster list, which is basically all modern guns. Within the last few years, they have to get certified by the manufacturer with the state of California that it's safe to sell in California. So most of them have to, if it's a semi-automatic,
right,
would have to have a detachable magazine safety. So if you take the magazine out, it can't be fired.
Right.
And if you drop the gun, it wouldn't discharge accidentally due to the firing pin striking the primer. But all guns prior to that are deemed unsafe. Many of them are obsolete and no longer manufactured. Well, the manufacturers aren't going to go through a $50,000 certification test for a gun they no longer make because that's not profitable for them. They're not worth it. So then this would make transfer of those guns illegal or limit the transfers of them. Many people have maybe their dad's guns or grandfather's guns in their gun safes. Myself, I have many, many guns that I've owned through my career that have been my duty guns that aren't on this list. And that would limit me transferring them to my family or to anyone else that I so choose. It makes it very, very difficult and onerous.
They're going to make criminals out of all of us.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's not dealing with the real issues. It's not dealing with the criminals themselves, and it's not dealing with those people that are afflicted with mental health issues.
That are causing the problems.
Okay, let's talk about that. But first, Savannah just called. Savannah, what's that number again?
It is 916-445-2841.
Okay, that's the governor's office. What did you get?
It went to the voicemail.
And what did it say?
It said you've called the governor's office. If you want to talk to them, press 1 for English, 2 for Spanish, and then it said go ahead and leave a voicemail. That's what it said.
Okay.
And there has to be literally, I bet, thousands of phone calls coming into that number every day. Because it sounds like it's a normal business number.
Yeah, it is.
And occasionally you actually do get a person because I've been calling a couple times a day, and I actually have gotten someone and been able to leave a message. I've also left several voicemails.
Right. Well, it's prior to 9 o'clock, so we know that maybe that's got something to do with it. Okay. The 800-pound gorilla, people with mental problems.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these, I see nothing in here about that.
That's the problem. They're not dealing with the mental health issue either on a state level or on a federal level. Many of the federal bills that have been proposed as well did not deal with the criminal element, the true criminals themselves, nor people with mental health issues. The unfortunate incident in Connecticut with Sandy Hook had a person with mental illnesses. And a number of incidents that through the investigation that person was involved with prior to. Then
the most recent incident.
The mother then had a rifle and some pistols and took him out shooting, but then also failed to lock up those guns and he accessed them. He stole them from his mother and then the incident happened in Sandy Hook. But it still failed to deal with mental health issues and properly securing them in the home safely.
Which, if you look back on many of these mass shootings, they all had mental health issues.
Aurora, Colorado, mental health issues.
And now you can start drawing parallels between maybe the drugs they were getting and some of their conditions that they were being provided by the government. Not to get a paranoid, weird thing going on here, but if they were on, a lot of them, of the side effects of the drugs were violence if they start coming down off them. And so how many of them are on drugs? What are those drugs they're giving them for mental health problems? And because not everybody that takes a mood leveler, you know, I think they, whatever they call them, but they're not going to go out and shoot people. But there's got to be a way that we can identify and keep the weapons away from them.
Right. Here's another one, AB 231 by Ting from San Francisco. It would add criminal liabilities for firearm storage that endangers a child. There's already a law like that on the books. Obviously, we don't want to endanger children, have them accessing guns and then either hurting themselves or someone else. But that law is already on the books, but it would enhance those. There is also another one that would require you as a gun owner to lock up your gun and know who's in your household. So if you rented a room out or you were renting a room and had guns, you would have to know that some of those people in the household are prohibited persons, felons. You're not allowed as a private citizen to run background checks to find out if people have criminal records. So it puts, again,
you
makes
can ask them for your, when you're getting a job. Can you? Can you ask them if you're hiring somebody?
Usually you can ask if they've been arrested, and some jobs do ask if you've been convicted of a felony. But people, I know you're going to put on your shock face. Sometimes people lie. But again, puts the onerous part back onto the gun owners themselves, or making the law-abiding gun owner a criminal.
Okay.
Well, and all of these laws that we've passed, that's exactly what they're doing. They're going after the law-abiding citizen. Nothing is addressing the people that are causing these horrible, horrific things to happen.
How about, you know, we talk about people with the mental problems. What about just everyday common criminals who could give a hoot in hell about whether there's any of these laws are there?
They're not going to abide by them.
That's why they're criminals. They don't follow the laws.
I want to have the same rights the Obama administration has given to Al-Qaeda in Syria. I want to be able to have those weapons. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
7 p.m. tonight, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff during the Tehama District Fair. California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, the Loft in Red Bluff, or the Red Bluff Fairgrounds. Or charge Visa and MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action tonight at 7 o'clock at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Redding Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Redding Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. My friends, don't back down. What's happening in the halls of California when it comes to your rights under the Second Amendment is criminal. And they want to make you a criminal because they have this idea that if they restrict weapons from law-abiding citizens, that all of this trouble will go away. People with mental problems, criminals will not take, you know, they'll never have weapons. They want your weapons. They want you to register your weapons. They want to take away your weapons. You know, it is so blatant. And we haven't even gotten into the ammo side of it.
You're going to have to take a blood pressure medicine.
This is my way of handling this. I'm going to go out in Holiday Harbor Resort Marina. I'm going to take my patio boat out tomorrow, and I'm going to float around. I'm going to fish with my wife and my in-laws, and I'm just going to enjoy myself. You know what? Why don't you do it, too? I mean, you know, and then we get back in the fight again. 238-2383. Yeah, you know what? We're going to take our weapons out there and take them out there because we can. All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Jim, you got something else here?
Yes. I just talked to one of the top people of the Democrat Party. He says he's going to call the governor today and tell him that if he signs any of those bills, every one of the Democrats up here is going to change over to Libertarian or to decline the state.
Yeah.
Good.
You know what? We need that. We need that. You know, that is good.
Thanks, Jim. You know,
thanks, Jim.
A couple of things. This last year, the governor gave an address, and in that address, it was, I don't know where he was giving it at, he said that basically California has enough gun laws on the books now and enforce what we have. When I'm speaking to that staff person, I reminded her, I said, you make sure you remind the governor of that. She said, I was in the audience when he gave that, and that perked up my ears. And I said, well, he needs to be reminded of it when these bills are on his desk before he, when he thinks about signing them. And another one, as Attorney General, Governor Brown, wrote a friend of the court brief, it's called an amicus brief, in the McDonald case, McDonald v. Chicago, and basically said, hey, use California as a model. It has a lot of laws, and use what you got on the books. And, of course, I'm paraphrasing. I reminded her of that as well when he wrote the amicus brief. Again, before he looks at signing these into law, hopefully he doesn't, and it should encourage him to veto those. And I hope that he does.
And this is what you need to do when you call this number, 916-445-2841. You tell the governor you need to veto these bills. It will destroy the right of people to own
weapons. Your voice heard.
Yes.
And give your opinion. That's what it is for a free country and a democracy, to be able to have your voice heard.
And they need to listen to us and not make criminals out of a bunch of law-abiding citizens.
Which it will. Because people already, they're just saying, well, you know what? No.
Not happening.
No. This is how I'm gonna, you know, it's like Obamacare. If you don't sign up for Obamacare, that's your protest. And guess what? You have 4 million people sign up instead of 50 million. Oh, huge, huge failure.
But all the money they put into the IRS, they'll come get you, and they'll get you in your tax return next year.
How about, you know what? I'm not even gonna talk about the ATF and their latest, peccadillo, but we'll talk about that next week, where $415 million cigarettes kind of disappeared. All right. Tom Bosinkle.
So are they up in smoke then?
And a few $100 million, they just, where did that go?
So all this right. is the Fast and Furious of the cigarettes?
Of the cigarettes, yeah. You know, yeah. ATF, let's just disband them. You know, put them back where they belong in the circus with the rest of the clowns. Okay, Tom Bosinkle. Sheriff, thanks a lot.
Yeah, always a pleasure coming in. And again, what was that number one more time, Carl?
Area code 916-445-2841, my friends.
And which are you?
Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which one are you? Give the governor a call. 916-445-2841. Don't stop fighting. Don't back down. We'll be back Monday.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
I think it's very exciting.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi heralding the start of enrollment for the new health care exchanges next Tuesday, the same day a government shutdown could begin if Congress can't agree on a temporary spending bill. Live to Capitol Hill and Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
What is about to come out of the Senate is different than what House Republicans passed. The Senate expected to reject a provision defunding the Affordable Care Act. House Republicans are split on how to respond.
I don't support shutting the government down. I think that's a bad policy, and that would be one bad policy replacing Obamacare, which is another bad policy.
But some of New York Republican Michael Grimm's colleagues do refuse to any bill restoring funds for Obamacare.
This is the most irresponsible way to negotiate a budget.
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats could help pass a so-called clean CR, a spending bill essentially extending the status quo. Lisa.
Jared, the UN Security Council could vote today on the finally agreed